Before we start, I want to tell you something, my sister. I see you. I know you feel like time has been running from you. You feel stressed practically every day. You're distracted and sometimes even unmotivated to spend time with God. It is so hard for you to hear from God every day because you barely have enough time to get ready, go flying out the door, and start yet another day relying on your own strength and your own wisdom, only to feel defeated again and again. Sister, I know how that feels because I have been there. I'm here to tell you that there is a way for you to hear directly from God every single day and get the strength and guidance you need for the life that Jesus wants you to live. A life to the fullest. A life with purpose and peace. Do you know what it takes, sister? It takes consistently hearing from God through a personal Bible study routine. Sister, it is time to say yes to growing closer to God each day. So, I have a question for you. Are you ready to take back your time with God? Are you ready to stop letting the enemy get in the way of your most important relationship? If you said yes, just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com to book your call with me today. I look forward to hearing from you, my sister. Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored and with a conviction to never take God's word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time. Hey, sister. So this week we're doing something a little bit different, both today, Monday, and Friday. Since this is known as Holy Week, we have Good Friday coming up and we have Easter Sunday. And I love this week because it really is the testament and the reason, really, He is, right? Jesus is the reason why I am here with you in this podcast, why I do what I do, why I am, praise be to the Lord, saved, why you are here with me as well, why you are a daughter of the living God, and you are also saved and on your journey to growing. And today I'm going to start something and then I'm going to finish it on Friday, and I'm going to finish it through my Facebook community live. I'm going to go there on Thursday night. And when I go there on Thursday night, I'm going to do pretty much the exact same thing that I'm going to put out on the podcast on Friday. So if you want to join us live, please come and join us. It's going to be Thursday night at 7 p.m. through my community. Just go to bit.ly/let's be intentional if you haven't joined. I will go in there and read through the rest of Jesus' journey through the cross all the way through heaven. For today, I'm going to start Matthew 26, and I'm going to read through Gethsemane. Sometimes it's just appropriate to just read through the Bible. You don't have to write down anything, but thoughts do happen to go into your brain, right, as you're reading. You may actually be asking yourself some questions. You may be having some reactions. You should, because that means you're engaging in the scripture. And if you know, if you have heard the last few episodes this month, it's been all about how to sit and read your Bible. Sit as in the acronym sit and read as in the acronym read. And if you haven't listened to those, sister, go back and listen to those last few episodes where I teach you how to sit and read. And they're both different methods with different times. Like one takes about 7 to 10 minutes. The other one takes 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how you want to use it. All right, we're going to do this in Matthew 26. And I'm going to read from verse 1 all the way through verse 35. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they schemed to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. "But not during the festival," they said, "or there may be a riot among the people." Jesus anointed at Bethany. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head and as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. The Last Supper. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go to the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did just as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him and one another, Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will fall away on account of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus answered, "this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. But Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same. Let's take a little time to reflect as we go back through. And I'm just going to share a few thoughts And perhaps you had a few thoughts of your own. So maybe my thoughts that you had will not be your own. You had your own, that's fine. I'm just wanting to just kind of share some observations that I've made as we engage through the scripture, through this passage of scripture. So from the beginning, something that I asked myself when Jesus said in verse 2, Matthew 26, that the Passover is 2 days away and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. And he knew all along, he knew his whole life, that this day would come. Imagine living that way. Could you handle that? Could I handle that? Knowing the exact time, the exact day that I would die and the exact method. One of the most torturous, most painful methods of dying, crucifixion. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is just, I don't think I could, like, how could I live my life every day like normal, you know, knowing this? So this is a thought that entered my mind. I don't know if it entered yours. I would love to hear about it in the community. Let me know what you thought about that. Down on when the story about him being anointed, this is one of my favorite stories personally, right? Because he was being anointed, ready for his burial. But this woman, I mean, did she even know she was anointing him? That's a question I ask. If I was doing the SIP method under the inquiry, the I part, I would write this question down. Did this woman know that what she was doing? Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I don't know. But what I do know is what she did was beautiful. And what she did was very sacrificial, because this was worth a lot of money. She was doing something amazing that not everyone would do. I mean, seriously, this was so honorable. So I was thinking about that. I asked myself that question, like, wow, does she know? And how Jesus defended her. I love Jesus. I love that Jesus stood up for women. He stood up for women so many times. This is just one of the ways. He stood up for people, not just women. But when I see the history, in ancient history of different cultures, of how women were viewed and treated, you know, I look at this and I'm just like, go Jesus, you know, like, he's my hero. Seriously, he's my hero. All right, so then I'm going down now to Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Now, immediately when I saw in verse 14 that he went to the chief priest and asked, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? He went and asked for it, right? Like, if you know anything about Judas, that's his background. His background is in money. But that was a weakness for him. And he totally fell for it, totally fell into the temptation. That's why we have to pray, just like the Lord's Prayer said, lead us not into temptation. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, I mean, it's such a good prayer. The structure of the prayer is perfect. And towards the end, you ask God, or at any point in your prayer, ask God to deliver you from temptation. I don't think he asked God, you know, to deliver him. And here he was. All right. So the Last Supper, here are some thoughts that I had. Wow. The Last Supper. I mean, just knowing that this would be the last time that he would eat with his friends, I don't know the things that he must have been feeling, Jesus must have been feeling. And then, of course, sharing, you know, just blessing the food. What a beautiful thing, the way he did everything. But I just thought about that, like asking myself, how did he feel, you know, knowing that that would be the last time. And he still was serving the food. He was blessing the food, you know. And then he would, you know, took the cup and gave thanks and just did the commemoration, right? You know, the communion time is a very blessed time. We have to, I don't know how seriously you take it, sister, but it is a truly important and holy time. It is a time to make sure that our hearts are right before God, that we are not holding a grudge against anyone. This is another scripture that talks about that. Do not take the Lord's Supper in vain. If you have something against your brother or sister, you have to go resolve it. You know, this is a very, very important and pure time to remember Jesus. You're partaking in his body and his blood. And it is just something so precious and so sacred. So that's what I was thinking about. Also, towards the end here, Jesus predicts Peter's denial, some of the thoughts that came to my mind. You know, the disciples truly, sincerely did not feel like they would betray Jesus. They were like, no way, I won't do that. And they truly believe that. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. I believe Peter would never believed he would never do that. I believe Peter really felt like he would die for Jesus. But when the moment came, we see later on, we'll see it on when we read through Gethsemane all the way through the resurrection on Friday, well, Thursday night, but I'll put it out here on the podcast on Friday. So again, join us if you want to join us live in the community by going to bit.ly/ let's be intentional. So you can join me live. It's from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to join me live, otherwise, just come back to the podcast on Friday and you'll see it. You'll hear it in there. But we'll be seeing that whole story unfold. All right. So those are the thoughts that I had for this, these scriptures and some questions that arose for me. What are some questions that arose for you? What are some thoughts that you had? Again, come and share it in the group. And sister, if you want a little more help with your Bible study, I'm here for you, my sister. If you are at a point in your life where you're just like, I want to connect with God every day. I want to grow closer to Him. I want to hear from Him. I don't know how. I don't have time. This is very, you know, hard for me. This is just a busy season. I'm in a season of transition. I know what it's like because I've been there. I can help you. Just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com and book a call with me. It's a free call. It's about 10 or 15 minutes. And we can talk through how I can help you. Okay, my sister? All right. Know that I love you. Know that I'm praying for you. I hope you have a beautiful and wonderful commemorative Holy Week. And I will see you back here on Friday. Hey sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.